You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome back to Inside Out. And we are continuing a few episodes just talking about the fear of the Lord. They're all short episodes, like 10, 12 minutes. And I believe we have two prior to this one on the fear of the Lord. So if you've not heard them, go back and listen to them. You also may want to, if you have heard them, go back and just review. Repetition is such a great teacher. So we're talking about the fear of the Lord, and just briefly, Psalm 128:1, blessed, happy, fortunate is everyone who fears the Lord and walks in his ways. Psalm 34:9, fear the Lord, you his people, for those who fear him lack nothing. And so this is that holy adjustment and holy alignment that we make to fear the Lord. And there is no other lifestyle, mindset, approach to life that can even come close to impacting you and producing in your life what the fear of the Lord does. And the fear of the Lord, as we have said, is the bottom line. It's what's missing. It's the key to living in God's best. Again, it is awe, not dread. It is wonder. It's not cringing. It's worship, not worry. It's a healthy, proper response to a holy, loving, living, powerful God, as opposed to an unhealthy, distorted reaction to God where you're afraid of God and avoiding God. It's reverence for God. It's respect for God. It's holding God in high view, holding God and his word in that high view, that God, who you are and what you say is most important and matters most to me, more than anything in the world or my friends or within me or anything else. And when we put God and his word in that high place, it consequently readjust the order and elevation of everything else. And it's going to bring some other views lower, and it's going to raise Jesus and his word higher. Jesus is Lord. He's the Lord of lords. Give him that high view and his word. I want to encourage you and me. We've got to back off. Let me just say this. No more casual, half-hearted, God-light Christianity. God is my co-pilot. I don't want him as my co-pilot. Jesus, take the wheel. Because that kind of half-hearted, casual Christianity, it leads to a powerless, uncentered, unsettled life. It's going to have a gradual slide where you get more and more careless, and then eventually even willful in transgressing or overstepping the limits that God would have for us. So the fear of the Lord is that high view of God and his word, as opposed to human wisdom or reasoning or ability, philosophy, culture, government, technology, AI. Boy, aren't we so smart and create something that makes a mess. And all of those things, though, they can have value, and they certainly do. But the caution is who gets the higher view? We've got to make sure that God gets that first place, because if God is not in first place, everything else is in the wrong place. And our tendency is to get things out of order and off track and upside down, and we want to give God that high place. In Romans chapter 3, verse 17, it says, they don't know where to find peace. They have no fear of God at all. Boy, what an indictment, what an analysis of our culture, our world, of our lives. They don't know where to find peace because they have no fear of God at all. Where we know from the Psalms, David said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. So when we're feeling overwhelmed, we've got to adjust that view and put God in that high view. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And Isaiah 61 gives us that verse. So God, who doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anyone. He doesn't need anything from anyone. He spoke everything into existence. Time, matter, space, energy, light, life, on and on. And you and I are not that sharp. We typically must read the directions to put anything together, and we still end up not fully understanding, or we don't finish right, or we got leftover parts, or, you know, it said, oh, don't over-tighten, and we sure did, or don't tighten this till the end, and oops, we already did it. So, you know, it's God that we need to give the higher view, not us. Back in Genesis 3, if you'll recall, the serpent, who's Satan, who has been cast down, we read in Isaiah and in the book of Ezekiel, he had been kicked out of heaven because he was an angel who did not want to keep a high view of God, and he didn't want to keep a low view of angels, which he was. So he wanted the opposite of that. So now he's been cast down like lightning to the earth, and he takes on the form of a serpent, and he hassles first with Adam and Eve, continues to hassle with us, and it all has to do with that high view. And so he hassles with Adam and Eve about, he puts reasoning in the high view and gives God's word a lower view, which is always sin, always going to mess you up. So what's missing right here is the fear of the Lord. And consequently, then, you know, Adam and Eve lowered the view of God's word. Did God really say that? That isn't what he really meant. And they lowered the importance, the view of God's word, and they raised reasoning and an argument from a fallen angel who took on the form of a serpent. And that's when things go sideways. What's missing is the fear of the Lord. In Exodus chapter 1, children of Israel are in captivity to the Egyptians. And Pharaoh, an evil, powerful leader, instructed the midwives to kill the Hebrew babies when they were born. But the Bible tells us that they feared God, and they wouldn't do that. Fear of the Lord is what's missing in our world today. Jonah, in the book of Jonah in the Bible, running from what God had called him to do, which is go and preach in Nineveh. And he ran from that because he had a better view. He wanted those people to be destroyed because of their rebellion and disobedience. And so he said, you know, I'm not going to tell them to repent and turn to God. I think they should be destroyed. And so he's on the run from God. What's going wrong? What's missing? The fear of the Lord. He lowered his view of God and his word. And so now he's on this boat, and storms are coming up, and they realize, hey, it's because this guy's on the boat. And the sailors, whom Jonah is riding with, are told to throw that guy into the sea. But they refused to throw him into the sea because they feared his God. So the fear of the Lord is what is missing so often in our world and in our lives. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, it says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So we want to keep his good pleasure, what he wants, in that high view. So we have to work out, bring out, develop fully our salvation, this new life in God. But we have to do that with fear and with trembling and allow God to work in us so that his good pleasure, what he wants, takes that high view in our life. Our walk with God, our Christianity, is not a set it and forget it. That whole idea of work out your salvation in the Greek tense of that wording there, it's to continue to do this. And so that's what we're going to be doing the rest of our lives, is continuing to work out, to bring out, to develop fully our salvation with fear, with trembling, keeping God in that rightful place in our life, with a healthy holy respect, that we cooperate with God, that we stay alert because we realize it's God that's at work within us, and give Him and His Word that high, high view. You know, there's so much emphasis in our day, and it's good, but we have to keep some balance. So much emphasis on God's love for us and God's goodness. And do not hear me discounting that one bit. Yes, every time. And so many songs and so many sermons and just so many things about how God's love and God's goodness for us. And I say, yes, 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 yes. But do not forget the fear of the Lord. You know, it is His goodness. But we also have to realize, you know, He needs to be in that rightful place. We are friends of God, but He's God. And we have to keep Him and His Word in that high place. You know, sometimes I think when you leave church, you should feel better. I think you should. But coming to church is not just about feeling better about yourself. It's about helping you to find God and to choose His ways. That's the best way to live. And I just want to encourage every way I can. God does love you. God is so good. He will rescue you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Be grateful. Worship. Walk with Him. Talk to Him all the time. But never, never slide from the reality that God is God. Put God and His Word in that high place, that what He says is most important, what He says matters most, and everything else is going to fall into its holy and rightful place in your life. Well, a lot to think about. We've got a lot more that we're going to discuss on the fear of the Lord. So I hope you'll continue to join me on the next episodes of Inside Out as we talk about the fear of the Lord. I pray you have a great week. I pray that you're blessed. I pray that you'll be a blessing to somebody as well. And until the next time, God bless you, and we'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.